Tuesday, January 16th, the president had me over at noon today, later than usual, because he's apparently really getting to work on the inaugural address now, and spent some time with Price this morning before he had me come over. He got into the Fairley book, which on Kennedy, which I suggested he read and sent over to him yesterday, made the point of how much the Kennedys made out of nothing, and how they turned their liabilities into assets, such as in Cuba, and says our weakness is in Kissinger handling everything all to himself and not briefing people to go out as spokesman. Therefore, we should get Haig to brief our staff on the Vietnam thing next week, especially those who talk to the press: Ziegler, Scali, Sapphire, Finch, Klein, Keogh, Buchanan, Price, Colson, Baroudi, Timmons, and the congressional group, so they'll have the line to get out and peddle, and that we should get a talking paper to them on this. Such is the way Schlesinger built up Kennedy. No one does this for president. Finch's argument that the Kissinger briefing is right in saying that Kissinger's the wrong one to do it, but he's right for the wrong reason. The real reason is that Kissinger is a lousy briefer for building up the president, not that he has destroyed his credibility, as Finch feels. So I have the responsibility, he feels, to get Haig to brief all of our communications staff, to get a lot of people out selling our line, and that we should do this Tuesday afternoon while Kissinger's flying back from Paris. Mainly, we should establish the four points that should be emphasized. Then we should run an all-out effort with inspired leaks and so forth to establish our line. Also, regarding the budget, he got into the thing of Fairley's look at the Peace Corps and says he's now even more convinced the Peace Corps has to be flushed, that it's a bad instrument of foreign policy and a total waste of money, so we should flush it to the extent possible. Also, we should dump Vista. He then got into the thing of stopping the credentials presentation again. He had raised it the other day and said he'd been thinking about it and decided to receive the credentials. It should be the Secretary of State, not the Vice President, as delegation from the President. That we should check around the world and find a way that other nations do it that we could pick up, and that we should have all the credentials presented to the Secretary of State. And then the President would occasionally see a major ambassador privately from time to time. Also, he wants to be sure Rogers treats the Australians and so on with total coldness, doesn't let them get well with us. They should get the cold treatment, although we should not show anything publicly. Then he called on the phone this afternoon and made the point that he had read the Rossiter book, which he thought had a fascinating point regarding Eisenhower, which is that in terms of great leadership, it's better perhaps to have half the people like a leader and the other half hate him than it is to have the great center who likes him and only a small fringe on either side who worship him and hate him. He also said he had checked the Constitution in Rossiter's book on receiving ambassadors and was afraid that he's required to do that job himself constitutionally. He raised some questions on the FBI and other minor matters, and then said someone should be working on the POW project, how they return, what should we do, who welcomes them, and so on, because it's a very emotional issue, and we should develop a contingency plan to deal with the whole approach on it. Said, I've got to keep everyone from being discouraged about current developments and so on. End of January 16th.